Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven the heaven of heavens, with all their host, the earth and all things that are therein, the seas and all that is therein, and thou preservest them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee. Nehemiah 9:6. This wonderful Old Testament book is a confession of sin and a prayer for forgiveness. Nehemiah cries unto God and praises his marvelous name. In the verse which we have read, there is an acknowledgement of God as the creator of all things. The earth and the seas, the mountains and the lands, fowls and fish, animals and man, are all the work of the divine architect. Within the world there is precision like the fine workings of a watch. All things had to have a source from which they came. For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God, Hebrews 3:4. A house demands a carpenter, and the universe demands a maker. As the Creator, God deserves to be worshipped. Nehemiah declares that the host of heaven worships thee. Centuries later, a New Testament writer would pen the words, "And let all the angels of God worship him," Hebrews 1:6. Let you and I worship him. We behold his mighty works. We see his divine hand of craftsmanship. We witness the expanse of the universe. Let us worship him. We see the sun rise and set. We stare at the stars cast like diamonds thrown against a canopy of blackness. The moon changes her shape, and the earth spins on her axis without the slightest variation. Let us praise him. God has redeemed us from the snare of the devil. God has freed us from the bondage of sin. God has cleansed our soul from the evil of sin. Let us worship him. God has made us in his image. God has breathed into our nostrils the breath of life, Genesis 2:7. We are a living soul that abides within a body. Let us worship him. When the traveling preacher of truth came to the hill of Areopagus, he found an altar with this inscription, "To the unknown God." "Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you," Acts 17:23. He declared that God is the Creator, having made of one blood all the nations of men. God is the one in whom we have our being and gives all that is needed for life. This God will one day judge the deeds of all men. Therefore, let us not ignorantly worship him, but let us worship him in spirit and in truth. John 4:24. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.